Agritourism is now a billion-dollar industry. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You farmers and ranchers are used to taking risks. You know there's a certain probability that livestock could get a disease or a crop could be wiped out in a storm. But we also want you to think about the safety and health risks you face daily and take steps to beat the odds. Farm safety is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Agritourism has grown to a $1.25 billion business in the United States. Audrey Comerford of Oregon State University Extension analyzed information from the 2022 Census of U.S. Agriculture. Of the 1.9 million U.S. farms, says Comerford,
1.5% reported themselves being engaged in some sort of agritourism and 6% of direct-to-consumer sales.
Income from agritourism grew 12% from the 2017 Ag Census to the 2022 version. Comerford says many agritourism enterprises are run by women, according to a University of Vermont Extension survey.
We're seeing a lot of these agritourism operations identifying as either woman-owned or woman-led. This could be a place that could be a strong avenue for women in ag to make their mark.
And says Comerford, analyzing the traffic to agritourism destinations in the Willamette Valley in her home state of Oregon showed it tends to be fairly local.
A lot of the agritourism customers, the majority of them were within 50 miles of the farm. And then we're looking at the folks coming from farther away. 19% is coming from more than 50 miles, and 15% are the overnight visits.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.